And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 25th of December, 2014, Christmas Day. It was on this day, Christmas Day, in 1776, George Washington led his Continental Army across the Delaware River in a surprise attack on Hessian mercenaries who were fighting for the British. Continental Army was at a low ebb. They'd suffered defeats. Morale was low. The weather was terrible. There was snow and sleet and heavy winds. And Washington decided that they needed to make a sneak attack during this blizzard. He divided his army into three groups to cross the Delaware around Trenton, New Jersey. He led one group, put commanders in charge of the other two. The river had a strong current. There were huge chunks of ice. They were traveling through blinding snowstorm. A couple thousand men, 18 cannons, some horses crossing the river in small boats. Only George Washington's group persevered and made it across. The other two commanders turned their troops around. And then Washington marched his men 10 miles to Trenton, and early in the morning on the 26th, the Continental Army attacked Trenton, surprising the Hessians who were unprepared, many of them hungover from Christmas. The Continental Army took 1,000 captives and retreated to Pennsylvania with them, and it was a psychological turning point in the American Revolution. It's the birthday of Sir Isaac Newton, born in Lincolnshire, England, 1642, who gave us his laws of motion, that an object in motion tends to stay in motion, an object at rest tends to stay at rest, and that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Isaac Newton, who said, "If I have seen further than others, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." It's the birthday of Clara Barton, Oxford, Massachusetts, 1821, who founded the American Red Cross. Rod Serling in Syracuse, New York, 1924, who wrote and produced the TV series The Twilight Zone. And it was on this day, 1968, the Apollo 8 spacecraft headed back towards Earth, having circled the moon. They were the first humans to ever leave our planet's orbit and the first to ever see the Earth as an entire planet. Here's a poem for today by one of the Bronte sisters, Anne Bronte's Music on Christmas Morning. Music I love, but never strain could kindle raptures so divine, so grief assuage, so conquer pain, and rouse this pensive heart of mine, as that we hear on Christmas morn, upon the wintry breezes borne. Though darkness still her empire keep, and hours must pass ere morning break, from troubled dreams or slumbers deep that music kindly bids us wake, it calls us with an angel's voice to wake and worship and rejoice, to greet with joy the glorious morn which angels welcomed long ago when our redeeming Lord was born to bring the light of heaven below, the powers of darkness to dispel and rescue earth from death and hell. Now holy peace may smile from heaven, and heavenly truth from earth shall spring. The captive's galling bonds are riven, for our Redeemer is our King, and he that gave his blood for men will lead us home to God again. Music on Christmas Morning by Anne Bronte. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.